This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 27th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the stories and comments from the hits and takes section. The U.S. stock market has seen better return in Joe Biden's first 100 days than under any president in the last 75 years, Markets Insider reported. The OCC and OIC announced that the Joseph W. Sullivan Achievement Award winner, to be honored at the 2021 Options Industry Conference, is the late Joe Levin, former CBOE Vice President Research and Development, who led the development of the CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX. OCC was designated a best place for working parents in Dallas. Chicago, what do you think? MarketWatch reported that CoinDesk reported that JP Morgan would offer its clients access to a managed Bitcoin fund later this summer. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler continues to build out his communications staff. The SEC named Keo Chia as Director Public Engagement and Aisha Johnson as Director of Media Relations. The CME Group's Business Conduct Committee has been busy. The smallest fine went to member Joshua Murphy, JXM, for face shield and social distancing violations. Non-member Dairy America, Inc. was hit with two position limit violations and fined a total of $45,000. Non-member Gaston Berto was fined $15,000 and banned for 4 weeks from the trading floor or accessing a CME market for wash trades. Members Thomas Hessling, Michael Scott Aronson, and Christopher McGrath were fined $40,000, $75,000, and $85,000, respectively, for prearranged trading in Eurodollar options in the Eurodollar options pit that involved members of the same broker group. And finally, non-member Altshuler Shaham was fined $25,000 for position limit violations in wheat futures, the CME Group reported. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We are just over $40,000 of our $300,000 goal and have had 147 donors via the GoFundMe website. Remember, Trading Technologies is matching donations. Will you join them in matching donations? Will you give so your donation may be matched? Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Owen Rayling has been hired as a part-time employee of John Lothian News as a fact-checker and assistant editor. He has been interning since his graduation from the University of Iowa. He is also a former scout of mine and an Eagle Scout. Aventis just launched a new website and logo, and its CEO, Travis Schwab, has a letter on the site explaining the changes. You can read it in today's newsletter and see the new website with a link as well. American Financial Exchange, AFX, Chairman and CEO Richard Sandor is one of the speakers at Risk.net's LIBOR Live 2021, which takes place today and Wednesday. His talk, Ameribor and Choice, a case study of the birth of a new benchmark, will be delivered today at 10 a.m. Central Time. More information is available with a link in today's newsletter. The New York University Stern School of Business will tackle climate change in its second annual Volatility and Risk Institute conference set for Friday, April 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Speakers at the event, A Financial Risk Framework for Climate Exchange, Portfolio Construction, Stress Testing, and Risk Transfer, include an array of academics as well as SEC Commissioner Allison Herron Lee and Acting CFTC Commissioner Rostin Benham. The conference is free on Zoom, but registration is required. You can sign up with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Mobilize the market to fight global warming. Growing economies and protecting the climate go hand in hand, by Michael R. Bloomberg and David M. Solomon. Capital markets are an extraordinarily powerful tool in the fight against climate change. Government action is certainly critical, but ultimately reducing emissions globally depends on the private sector recognizing the commercial opportunities that sustainability presents. That's the inspiration behind a new partnership we're announcing today. My comment, Bloomberg showing leadership means you don't have to be elected. Here's a press release from the OIC about the Sullivan Award. OCC OIC announced Joseph W. Sullivan Achievement Award winner, recipient to be honored at the 2021 Options Industry Conference. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearing organization, today announced that the Options Industry Council will honor the late Joe Levin, former CBOE Vice President, Research and Product Development, who led the development of the CBOE Volatility Index, VIX, with the Joseph W. Sullivan Options Industry Achievement Award. The award will be presented virtually at the 2021 Options Industry Conference on April 28th. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Pandemic lessons from era of Les Mis following disease outbreak in the 19th century. Paris reimagined its streets, building the wide boulevard that the city is known for today. When cholera first arrived in Paris in March 1832, some refused to let it affect their social lives. The German poet Heinrich Heine, then living in the city, describes a masked ball held just as the first cases were announced, at which revelers danced the chahut, the high-kicking dance that later evolved into the can-can. Suddenly hit by shivering cold, one dancer dressed as a harlequin removed his mask and struck horror in the crowd. His face had turned violet. This was a sign of the so-called Blue Death, caused by extreme dehydration as cholera bacteria spread in the small intestine. Some laughed and assumed it was face paint, but soon other dancers fell ill around him and were rushed to the hospital. They died so quickly that there were some buried still wearing their costumes they were dancing in just hours before. My comment, real estate is a big story today. Here is a story from Forbes. Nearly 500 people became billionaires during the pandemic year. COVID-19 hasn't stopped the spread of billionaires, who multiplied at an astounding rate over the past year. A record 493 people joined Forbes World's Billionaire list this year, meaning the world on average gained a new billionaire every 17 hours since Forbes last took a snapshot of billionaire wealth on March 18, 2020. The previous record for the most new billionaires in a year was 290 in 2015. My comment, I was not on the list, unfortunately. Here are the top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. The most clicked story on Monday was Carlos Watson's podcast interview with NASDAQ CEO on OZY. Adina Friedman spills the stock exchange's secrets. The second most clicked was a Wall Street Journal report, India's COVID surge is the most ferocious yet, spreading like wildfire. The third was from the New York Times. Emily Radzikowski is selling a NFT at Christie's. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of JLN. City of London plans for life after COVID as its offices empty. This is from Bloomberg. Financial District announces five-year reinvention plan. District aims to create 1,500 residential units by 2030. The City of London is planning for life after the pandemic. The overseers of the sparsely populated area announced plans on Tuesday to build at least 1,500 homes in the next decade, along with exploring ways to repurpose empty space. It's already flagged ambitions to develop 122,500 square meters, 1.3 million square feet of shopping space over 15 years. Here's a story from the Financial Times. U.S. futures traders gorge on cheddar amid race to lock in supplies. Block cheese market volumes soar as economy reopens and anticipation of grilling season. traders in U.S. cheese futures now hold contracts worth 64 million pounds of block cheddar, a sharp increase from the start of the year, with companies racing to lock in supplies in anticipation of accelerating demand as the American economy reopens from the coronavirus lockdowns. Here's another story from the Financial Times. City of London plans 1,500 homes for post-pandemic recovery, vacant office conversions, and boost for cultural and creative industries among proposals. The City of London is planning to convert offices left vacant after the pandemic into hundreds of homes as part of a recovery strategy to be launched by the UK's Capital Financial District. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Anatomy of a hedge fund hack, complexity of scams, and the time and money fraudsters are prepared to invest highlight growing threat to smaller firms. It was only when John made a final phone call to confirm the transfer of about £10 million to his family trust that he realized he was about to fall victim to a highly sophisticated financial scam. A fraudster had spent 2 months pretending to be one of John's business associates in order to gain his confidence and trick him into diverting a standard loan repayment to a different bank account. This podcast was sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.